We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Kyrie Irving was seen shopping in Los Angeles today.
Stop the pressure!
I think his experience away from LeBron James taught him how important it is to be around a player like LeBron.
I call LeBron because he taught me how to be a leader. Well, then be a leader.
A leader leads.
I talked to a prominent NBA executive.
Who was your prominent source? I know prominent people over there.
Kyrie Irving is young, but he's got an old body.
Hey, say we call him Matlock. He'll find the culprit.
You might be taking on someone that's damaged goods or only just the shell of himself.
Don't do it like that, Uncle Drew!
Bruins have sold out.
How about
this? Is playoff hockey.
Talking about practice.
It's practice!
That's how I train. It's practice.
Save Bob Ross!
I was there.
Thank you.
Right now.
They love the Chief. They love David Ortiz. I tell you, we'll butterfly your state.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Practice. That's what they did. Practice last night. Packed the place.
That's the way. I tell you what. There's nothing like practicing with the fan base, with the crowd, with noise.
So people get to go to a practice.
We're talking about practice.
Yeah, we are. So for some reason they thought it was a little bit more. And I'm reading these comments, but there was no music. But there was no effects.
There were no announcements.
There were no uniform numbers.
They had to stay true to the practice theme. This isn't a mini camp practice or something like that.
Yeah, McIntyre was playing goal in the second half of the game, and they were all chanting Fatuka every time he made a save.
You should have had numbers, though.
Yeah.
Can you give me a number, like you're saying?
That was the coach. Right?
That's Bill.
Why not do this? Why not just change all their numbers? Do that. Bill used to do all the time anyways. But before we start, I got a bone to pick with Dale.
Uh-oh, why?
I'm very angry with Dale.
It's a holiday weekend.
No, I don't need the music. I'm more hurt than anything because I feel like, you know, Dale's a good mentor. You know, he's been around a long time. Like, if you want to pattern your career as far as longevity, like, Dale's the guy you look at.
Yeah. All the tools.
Yeah.
No
Dale.
Toolbox.
Look at Dale. Like, so I feel like, you know, if I screw up, if I say something wrong, I would expect you guys to correct me. It's like if you said something that was totally disrespectful to a certain sport, or you were using the wrong phrases, the wrong terminology, I would say, no, that's not what it is.
Hey,
let me help you out.
Christian, when you do it as often as some people do it, you can't really correct them, or it becomes an embarrassment.
I did not.
Would you correct Wiggy? How many times would you have to correct Wiggy in the course of an hour?
I would lose my voice.
Exactly.
I would lose my voice.
Thank you
very much. It's more fun to make fun of his voice.
Right.
Okay, he is actually my inspiration for Chuck. All right, so listen, I did not know that. I thought it was the Stanley Cup Finals. It's not the Stanley. No, Dale said it was the Stanley Cup Final because he gave credit to Bill for saying it correctly the other day. So when I heard that, I was like, whoa, okay, Bill is shaming all of us, and Dale never told anybody we were saying it wrong. Okay, because if I need hockey information, real hardcore information, I'm going to Dale. If I need some sort of inside tip on baseball, I make sure I call Lou. If I want to know gossip or about rumors, I'd go to Glenn.
Thank you.
Okay? That's usually how the chain of command works, okay?
Obviously want to wish
but did you know
well,
that?
In their Stanley
I
Cup
didn't,
final.
I didn't.
Wait, hold on. Give it to me again because I want to hear it correctly how to say it.
Obviously want to wish the Bruins well in their Stanley Cup final.
Their final. Yeah, because
okay,
it does make sense.
You thought it was the finals.
Oh, absolutely. I think most people would say Stanley Cup finals. But when you think about it, there's only one.
There is only one.
There's not two of them.
That's right. S would make it plural.
But there's seven games, so it's really it kind of tricks you.
No, they will play games.
But the Stanley Cup is the final.
But you don't say game, you say games. They're going to play games.
Is it the NBA Finals? When I watch ABC, it says NBA Finals.
It does.
It's the last of the finals.
Yeah, I think it does.
So who's got it right?
Who cares?
No. Somebody obviously does really care.
Who cares?
Because I feel like hockey players are...
Is this a big deal?
Stanley Cup Final.
It is.
Is this
right
why
now?
You're pissed
it
off
is
for
right
Dale?
Now. No, it is.
You have a bone to pick with Dale, and it's about an S at the end of final?
He needs to start...
Who gives a rat's ass?
Stop being so greedy with the information. Like, if we're going to be a sports station, we should at least say, you know, use the right and correct terminology.
The nine hole.
Right.
So last night, they had the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA. Not final, finals.
Well, to me,
it's not even the Eastern Conference.
So is it the NBA final?
No,
is it a Canadian thing?
See, that...
Well, it's true, because now you get... Whoever wins this series will go to the NBA final.
Yeah, do they call it
finals?
No, it's finals. I think Dale and Bill are wrong.
They do it every year, though.
I think Dale and Bill are wrong. I think it's finals.
Who do you trust
more? What are we
now on NHL.com, however, I am seeing Stanley Cup final preview. Bruins unscathed and sold out scrimmage ahead of Stanley Cup final. So the Stanley Cup final preview on NHL.com.
Okay. Well, listen, I just want us all to be on the same page.
Not a big deal.
It's
Memorial Day weekend.
Let Dale go home in peace. I thought that was an extension.
It might be a Canadian thing.
I meant to tell you this too. Last October, but it's really the World Series. And I should have corrected you back then, but you know, if they get back to the 2019 World Series,
good one.
Then
okay.
I'll make sure.
Hold on, not a big deal.
No, I don't think it's not a big deal. But we make stuff out, little things out of big deals all the time.
Hockey fans, you know, hockey analysts, they're more about just getting things right and staying true to the nature and the themes that exist with their sport. Most other sports, whatever. Finals, series, whatever. We don't care. Dude, we're just playing sports, and we're getting paid.
Mm-hmm. Or is it sport?
It depends.
Right. Maybe you play two sports.
Do you say, I'm going golfing, or do you say, I'm going to play golf?
This sucks.
What do you say?
I say neither, because I'm not playing golf.
I'm going to stick with the World Series, the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah,
I stick it to Dale,
and what does Belichick know about hockey? It's the Stanley Cup Finals. Stick to football, Bill. Oh, everybody's got a Bruins hat. Ooh, like that wasn't staged.
Lou, how's it going?
Good, Bill.
I bet every single guy had a hat in his locker.
You know,
make sure you put this on.
Get a big box.
Here's a big bin. Right,
go grab one.
Now, listen. I don't know what to do here now, because now I'm seeing a tweet that says score tickets to Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Between the Bruins and Blues.
It's the finals. We're saying finals.
Because we're giving those tickets away in the 5 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, I don't care if it's final or finals. It's the last series they play, and the Bruins are there. That's all that matters, right? And St. Louis Blues are there. And we're seeing the predictions. Lou brought this up earlier. And these people that have been predicting these games are just god-awful. What's this? The Athletic, right? They are just awful in how they pick these games. Now, they love the Bruins in this one. About 60%, they love the Bruins in this series. But I'm not sure that's a good thing that anybody loves the Bruins. If you've looked at the pattern so far in the NHL, the reason everybody has sucked in predicting games in the NHL is not because these people don't cover hockey or know hockey.
Watching hockey for one of the rare times.
They picked what they thought was the better team. Yeah. And that's why everybody here loves the Bruins. We all love the Bruins. Why? They are the better team. And I throw the question out, does that really mean anything? Based on what we have seen so far.
I thought it was interesting because I saw one from the NHL.com, the experts, and there was like 25 of them chiming in. So they had their prediction, and again, it was, I could say there was 25. On average, I would say it was, I don't even know, like it was like 16 or maybe it was 20. It was like 15 to 5 Bruins, 20 experts. And they had their record so far in the postseason. And there were some that were 3-11 picking a series.
But they picked
4-10.
They picked the better team.
I think one guy was 8-6, and like that was it. You know, 3-11. Now, Emily Benjamin was one of the experts, so it kind of hurts the credibility, I would think, of that panel. But it was interesting because, you don't blame them. I mean, you're going to sit there and say Columbus will beat Tampa?
No.
No, you're not going to go there.
Now, how about 4?
No, you're just not.
What do you think the money line would have been on that thing?
Yeah, there's Colorado over Calgary? No. You know, I mean, Nashville, you maybe thought they were going to beat Dallas. So, yeah, I could see in the first round getting smoked. Second round? I don't know. Second round, you think you would have picked the Bruins over Columbus, San Jose over Colorado. And, you probably would have picked the Islanders over the Hurricanes. But, no, it's I said if you're a better team, it helps. I know it's unpredictable because it's hockey, but still, the Bruins are the better team.
I wrote about that on WEEI.com.
I said 6 in the cross. Keefe has them at a sweep, 4. Dale gives them a little bit more respect at 5. I'd go 6. Game over. Stanley Cup Finals, done. Finals, done.
Is it final or finals? 6 or 7 games. But it'll be a tougher series than what you faced in the last two. But when we look back at this, we may look at it and say Toronto was the toughest opponent they faced in this. How is that possible? How does that happen?
Well, no, I mean, obviously, so it starts with Toronto, then Columbus, right? Carolina obviously was like a bye week. Carolina was like a bye week.
But the deeper
and now you're going to be somewhere in the middle between Toronto and Columbus as far as you know, skill, athleticism, history.
So yeah. How often does that happen? The deeper you go into a playoff run, the opponent gets easier. How is that possible? But the NHL, that is the state of the NHL, and certainly the state of the NHL this year. So I don't know. I mean, you guys tell me. Everybody loves the Bruins in this one. I'm not sure that's the best position to be in. The underdogs are winning all of these series.
If the fan support and just this, the unbelievable. I mean, that was insane. Like, listen, you can get all hokey. You can get all, home team and all that stuff. That was freaking unbelievable. It's flat out incredible, the amount of people that were there for scrimmage.
It's the town. It's the town right now, and it's hard to get tickets to games during the regular season, or you have to pay a fortune for them. What do you think it would be like at Gillette Stadium if Bill decided he was going to do a scrimmage and he was going to open it up to the stadium at $20 a head?
Well, I would say he does a scrimmage during
season ticket holders.
Right. If you did one during the bye week.
Mm.
Packed.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Well, look at how many people they had at the at the rally.
Right.
The rally
35,000 for a rally.
Yeah. And then you're telling me it's only $10 to get in.
Yeah. So we weren't there, so we don't know. I talked to one person who was there who said it was nice. Took his kids and said it was nice, but said that it wasn't really like a rally. That there was no music. There was no.
Yeah, that
it was more like a practice.
You're going to do it, but you don't go all out.
Right. We all thought that they were going to treat it more like a rally, right? Siskoon and Ba, let's get all excited. And it really wasn't like that. It was more like what you would see in practice. Notice the Bruins like what they did last night on that ice surface, and that's where they're practicing the rest of the week.
Yep.
They moved out of next door.
Marchand's probably happy now.
Yeah, they moved out of next door, which probably makes some sense to do that.
And we got so after the break, announcement. 4:30 announcement. A big giant segment. A new segment for 4:30. You're gonna like this one.
I'm sure.
You're gonna love this one.
Sure I am.
I know Lou and I already like it.
Yeah.
So don't give me the Henny Penny Sky is Falling. You're doing it whether you like it or not.
Oh, good.
Go ahead.
Look forward to this ridiculous segment that we'll be doing at 4:30. By the way, we're giving away a pair of tickets.
Even better
for game one. I'm not going to tell you.
Well, no, you should tell everybody else.
No, I'm not even going to tell
you're
you.
You're going to keep it a secret.
If you told me about the 4:30 segment.
So you just got to keep listening.
Why should I tell you when we give
you, you never know when it's going to happen.
You never know.
I like that.
Sometime during the course of the show, we're going to give it away. We get to the phone calls coming up next.
By the way, real quick.
Yeah.
We also have, they have Monday. They're going to have this little concert in Boston. We know who's going to perform.
Who's performing?
We'll tell you that.
Okay.
Right after.
Oh!
We'll
do that next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock.
Nice.
You don't hear the song enough, you know? Really?
Oh,
don't.
You're going to hit it at City Hall Plaza, 6 o'clock, Monday. Lil Nas X, right? It's not Lil Nas 10. Lil Nas X.
It's not.
Be in the house.
You sure, Lil?
Yeah. But that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's a little concert I guess, right up to
it. Concert.
But he's not going to be
little scrimmages over at the.
So we're looking for
Garden.
A diverse crowd, right?
A diverse crowd?
Yeah. So this show, Lil Nas X will be there. But also Chase Rice.
Seen a big Montana sky.
Who the hell's Chase Rice?
Country. A little Eyes on You right now.
I need a chorus to recognize the song. Memory
of the scene. It's a good jam. Ready, Set, Roll. You know that one?
No.
That's you can find that one. Cool.
Tell you what, the hotbed the hot of country music.
Have you heard this song before, haven't you? You ever heard this one? Okay.
No, I mean, I do listen to country.
So I'm like a closet country guy.
No, you're more than a country. I mean, a closet
ready, set,
country
roll,
guy.
You would recognize.
Can we find ready, set, roll? Find ready, set, roll.
We'll play it at some point.
And then give me something.
But that's a little concert from 6 to 8.
Be for, nice. What is this?
Monday night, I believe, City Hall, before the game. It's like the little build up. I don't know if you got tickets to the game. I mean, how long are you going to stay
there?
By
the way, the same place you were talking about this yesterday, where would they have the NFL draft if they would do it in Boston? They're talking about it in 2022.
I heard that.
City Hall Plaza.
Bad idea.
City. You want to hear what?
Hey, now this.
Hold on.
This is what this I'm
okay
talking
with you?
About, right?
Bobbing.
Now this is good.
So bad.
It's bobbing right now.
Come on.
Well, I'm down.
This is like a bad version of Nickelback.
Says like a rocker guy over here.
This is so bad.
I could play this with one eye turned behind my back.
I could.
Okay. I mean, I'm not like going crazy over
here.
Yeah. It's good enough.
So hold on.
So wait.
So let me get this right. So they're doing this here in Boston, a concert before game one. They're going to do the same thing before game three out in St. Louis.
They're
going to
sing and Gloria.
So in St. Louis, yeah. Well, Laura's going to sing it.
They're going to bring Glenn.
Laura's going to sing it.
Her old college roommate.
I'm sure there's a Laura Branigan, you know, impersonator like
maybe.
They have in Vegas.
Maybe.
You know, they'll have all the stars.
There's not.
Like Elvis?
But this would be only B-list impersonators. So Laura Branigan, like one-hit wonder type people. That's what you would do.
And they're also bringing in R&B artist Gary Clark.
And?
So we've got oldies and R&B being played in St. Louis, and we've got country here with a little bit of rap. In Boston, right?
Why even go to the hockey game?
Is that
then?
What we're doing? Right, you don't need the hockey game. Screw it.
So you said the draft. Hold on. I got to get back to this real quick.
Yeah.
So I know they are talking about, and that's
Boston
what I was wondering,
the
why they left 2022 open. Why don't the Patriots try and fight and get this here? I mean, do something.
So they're going for a big
city. Wait, hold on. What about the draft are you talking about?
NFL draft. He brought up Boston City Plaza. That's where they That's where they would do it.
Ian Rapoport came up with this report, right?
Yes.
That they have left that day open for a big city.
Yes.
Mentioned Boston.
Yes, a big city who could not facilitate a Super Bowl. So Boston,
right.
Which they've already done Philadelphia. That's another one where they're not putting a Super Bowl.
Right.
In there,
Chicago. Those cold weather climates.
Correct.
I think Washington was one of the ones he mentioned.
It was
the other option. So is this sort of like a test? Set up a big stage? Have a concert?
See
what it looks like?
You use the NHL as your testing grounds.
Well, no. You go there and you look at just see what it looks like. You know, you're like, all right, there's a little stage. I can envision this coming over. I can see that. I could see that. I don't know.
I envision it at Fenway Park. That's really the only place I would have it. I mean, where else? I mean, first of all, there's not a lot of space in Boston.
I think you need some indoor facility, don't you?
Tent? Put a tent up. Yes. Pretty indoor facility. It's football.
He just doesn't want any of those football people trudging around on the hallowed grasses of Fenway Park.
No. Glenn. I mean, Lou?
Of course.
No, he doesn't care.
What happens if was it in Philly where it was like half indoors, half out, whatever?
Yeah, they'll figure that part out.
Recently, it's supposed to rain. Nashville is supposed to rain. So, I mean, it's one thing for like the 15,000 people that are outside sitting in a little bit of drizzle. It's another thing with the commitment.
With an iconic, I mean.
Do it the shell.
Oh, God. The fact is that they really don't have a place to do it. They don't have a place to do it.
And the Boston Pops could play in the background.
They don't have a spot.
No.
They don't have a spot.
You saw what they did in Nashville.
They just have it in Foxborough.
They took Broadway and shut down half all the streets.
Okay, what street?
That's what they did.
Boylston? You're going to shut down Boylston?
Well, they'll shut down the area around City Hall Plaza.
That's what I think they should. Yeah,
they'll block it all off.
So the actual stage is City Hall Plaza.
Didn't you one of your Patriots rallies were there, right?
The classic.
What if you had it at the Garden and you just had a big screen at City Hall Plaza and that was your crowd reaction?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they should have it in Nashville every single year.
Or Vegas.
We'll see what happens in Vegas because it's the
spring.
Where
would the bachelorette parties
go? It'll still snow.
Where would they go?
How crappy is the weather going to be here? The weather sucks here. You want to rely on, I get Nashville, I get it. Vegas will be good. But freaking Boston?
So they're doing this stuff, obviously, to jazz this thing up and make it a bigger event. The Stanley Cup Final, a bigger event.
I saw
there was a spokesperson for NBC that's all excited
because
he thinks the whole country's going to be charged up for this. I'm not necessarily...
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're live!
I'm not buying that. And the way that they've run the postseason where you've got to play within your division, I think is a killer in itself. The NBA has got the right way of doing it. You line everybody up in the East. You line everybody up in the West. And you take the top seats. And look at what you've got. In the East, you've got the number one and you've got the number two
Probably
team.
Probably the NBA messed around with this. Like if you won your division throughout the year, you're guaranteed like a 1-2-3-4 seed
stupid.
Or 3-4 seed.
Stupid.
So you had an awful division and a team 2 games over .500 as a 4 seed.
Right.
just because they won their division. Meanwhile, they should be like an eight, right? So I'm with you. It's just what's you play a regular season to find out who the best are. At the end of the season, you rank everybody. 1 through 8 in each conference. Well, look, you just play.
Well, look what you've got, Lou. You've got an entire mess here with the best teams in the league. Your superstars in the league are all on vacation
now.
Yeah,
but that's their fault. I mean, that's you know,
the league's fault,
I'm not blaming the league for Tampa losing to Columbus.
No, but you set it up so that you're giving the weaker team an advantage for these upsets. That's what you've done. You've set it up that way. And I don't buy that. Does anybody look at the division of the Bruins and say, oh, we've got this great rivalry? This is the other thing I love about NBC, and get ready for it. And why is NBC putting the 3 middle games on the backup network, NBC Sports? Because they don't trust the ratings for this thing nationally. Ratings will be great in Boston. They'll be great in St. Louis. And they're scared to death of what they're going to do elsewhere in the country. But they're making a big deal already. And get ready for it, starting on Monday, about this great rivalry between the Bruins and the St. Louis Blues. The one thing I can tell you is I'm old enough to remember when the Bruins did play the Blues in 1970, there was nobody on the planet Earth that thought the Blues had a chance of winning in that series. Winning a game was a question, and they didn't win a game.
The only problem is that is when you start talking about 2 and 3 seeds, in particular Boston, Toronto, because every division leader lost in the first round, right? Am I right? Nashville, Calgary, Washington,
yes.
Tampa.
Yeah.
They all played a 7 or an 8 seed, right? They all played the wild card. They all played the worst teams in.
Right.
So even if you ranked it 1 through 8, the 1 seeds would have still, you know, Tampa would have still lost.
Well, it has happened.
Calgary would have still lost.
But we get upsets in the NHL all the time.
Right.
It's not like the NBA because it's a different sport. It's on emotion. It's the goaltender can take away an entire series from a team. I just think
the Bruins wouldn't have played Toronto in the first round.
Right, right.
But those other teams would have still lost. Washington and Tampa.
I think it would have been a little bit more interesting. I'm not saying that we wouldn't get the same outcome, but it would be far more interesting the way they've set it up and they're trying to bill it. Like Boston and St. Louis, I don't think there's a person here in New England that thinks the Bruins are going to lose this series. And this St. Louis Blues team has about 100 times better chance of beating the Bruins than the one did that in 1970. That was an expansion team.
They had better shot than Carolina.
Chance.
I can tell you that
they do have a better shot than Carolina. I will give you that. But the NBA, I think, sets it up, and they do it right. And, of course, there's a difference. You have home court advantage. Toronto stole one last night. Milwaukee tilts that series. Makes it interesting now. Game 6 is everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we get to your phone calls coming up next. As we said, we'll give away a pair of tickets to Game 1 on Monday night over at the TD Garden. We'll do that sometime on this very program. And we get to the phone calls at 617-779-7937.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
What's the liability for you at Caesars? You bring an interesting point that people were betting the Blues before the season started because there were high expectations.
They were one of the most popular teams at the window all season until about November when they kind of went sour. We were in not a great situation with the Blues pretty much all year, and then they kind of went in the tank, and I didn't really worry about it. And then you look up and you're like, oh, this isn't good. And I wasn't even really worried about the 250-1 bet when it came because they had only won a couple games in a row and they were so far out of it. But they caught fire, and we are very large Boston fans at Caesars.
Mm. What are they at the Encore?
Because they could get screwed badly if it goes the other way. What were you telling me, Tyler, that somebody made a bet with the Blues earlier in the year?
A Blues fan at the beginning of the year, a $400 bet, that would be a $100,000 payoff. My question to you guys was, would you let it ride or would you sell that ticket?
Sell that ticket.
Sell it. How much money do you want? Sell it for that.
Yeah, sell it.
Why would you let it run?
Oh, we should have bet on this.
Because you could walk away with nothing. Why do you want to do that?
Yep, right? Hedge.
to me would be a little bit fearful. But that's the one sport I would think at the beginning of the season, if you're in Vegas, why wouldn't you ride it out on a long shot in the NHL? You're not going to do that in the NBA. Nobody's going to sit there and pick the Cavaliers, right? You're not going to do the long shot. Or even a mediocre
Pacers.
Team. Right. You're not, yeah.
Well,
you're not even
it's
doing
just so
that.
Much harder to happen, you know, as far as look what's going on right now in the NHL. And in the NBA, you pretty much know it's one team definitely is going to be there. It's always going to be the Golden State Warriors. And then in the East, you sit there and go, well, it's one of three teams. That's it. You know, will someone like, you know, completely go crazy? Yeah, but the chances of that happening are the same as maybe getting struck by lightning. Why even bother?
Right. But the NHL, you could find that long shot and you're sitting and saying to yourself, let me just ride it for a couple hundred bucks. What the hell? What do I get to lose? Yeah. And it could be a gigantic payoff. And when you look at those odds, 100-1, that's not a crazy odds for a team like that, for St. Louis.
No.
Because any team could do it in the NHL. We've
seen it before. But I don't think. Like you said, January 1, St. Louis had the worst record in the league.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody thought that with that team. You know, they thought they'd be okay, you know, so middle-of-the-pack team, maybe, you know, a playoff team, you know. So it started off awful for them. Then that's when they caught fire. So it wasn't like they were taking Florida. You know what I mean? Hey, let's see if Florida can win it. I mean, I think that, Ottawa, I should say. Ottawa's just a joke.
Yeah.
Right? So St. Louis, that was a pretty good bet.
So what happened to those days in the NHL where people would say, if you weren't in it, in the mix, in the playoff mix, by Thanksgiving, you were gone because you can pick up 1 point in games.
Especially now with 3 points and everything. Yeah, whatever.
Right.
You know, you get two and one, just get to overtime, you get a point. Tough to make up, but that's how hot they were.
This is the worst team on January 2nd in the entire league. The worst record in the league.
Well, I mean, can't you tell?
They're in the Stanley Cup final.
Well, I mean, so talk about an underachieving team.
Yeah.
I mean, they fired their coach.
Yep.
The next thing you know, that's all it took. They turn it around, and now they're in the Stanley Cup final.
Change goalies. Bennington.
Well, that was part of it. So you change your goalie, and then you ended up changing your coach. But, I mean, you made two moves. They're probably the two most important moves you could make, you know, regardless of what the situation was. And it totally worked out for them. This Bennington kid, like, what are the odds of that working out for him? Wasn't he playing in Pawtucket? Not Pawtucket.
Providence.
He was in Providence.
Yes, last year. He was, because St. Louis didn't have an affiliated minor league team, so they rented him out to Providence. But it does happen in the NHL. We've got history of rookie goaltenders coming in, and even coming in late in a season into the playoffs and lighting it up. Didn't Kenny Dryden do that? Didn't he come in late in that first season?
Well, we can do a couple different things. We can go, you know, check the boxes.
Yep.
Right, because there's a lot of boxes to check out.
Yep.
Or we can just, you know, follow Dale's line of thinking.
Well, you're all over Dale today.
What?
It's a holiday weekend.
I love Dale.
It doesn't sound like it.
Dale broke it down.
Dale broke it down, and I would say there's two different options.
So did you like Dale's, was it his keys? Did he steal Keith's little keys?
No, we're going to call this Dale's data.
Dale's data.
Like alliteration.
First of all, there's Dale a lot.
Us,
yeah, there's a lot of it.
10 reasons.
I don't know if we need 10 reasons.
I mean, that's a lot of reasons.
Maybe
like,
five too many.
Like, you want to go three reasons why they're going to win, but when you say 10, you're pretty much saying the other team's got no chance.
Yes, because if you have 10 reasons, then what else is left?
That's what I mean. What else is there?
A bomb. No, sorry, don't say bomb. I mean, something bad has to happen.
They got a better spread, post-game spread for the media.
Sure, there you go, yeah.
10 reasons, you covered everything,
aren't
you?
Their pregame meal is chicken, but it's free-range chicken.
Let me hear a couple of them. Give me number 10.
I have prepared something for you.
You've prepared? You did homework, Dale?
I have prepared.
Look at this.
I've got in my hand the top 10 reasons.
10 reasons
why I think the Bruins are going to win the Stanley Cup.
Okay.
Now, spoiler alert.
You think the Bruins are going to win the Stanley Cup,
it sounds
like. I
picked them before the playoffs started, so I'm not...
True.
I'm not backing off of that.
Okay.
All right, and number 10...
Yeah. Number 10!
I'll do the numbers.
Thanks.
It's a little production on the fly.
Ready?
Values are... Number 10!
Give me 10.
Really strong. Yeah, thank you.
Number 10 is passion.
Passion?
As you saw last night.
What?
Passion?
First of all, since he used passion, now I know he's trying to.
No. Did he explain this? Did he explain the passion?
The players and the Bruins have more passion?
Number 10 is passion.
Passion?
As you saw last night, as you had an idea of what it's like in this city. No disrespect to the nice sports fans of St. Louis, but we've dealt with them in the past. It is not quite the same passionate
base. We're talking about fan base passion?
Yeah.
The reason why the Bruins are going to...
He's right about that. But come on.
But the fans, it's not Bruins fans versus St. Louis fans on
they
the ice.
They have some fun and play together.
So you have a better fan base, a more passionate fan base, so your team's going to win?
Yes.
You guys answer me this question.
It's home ice advantage.
As former athletes, when athletes at the end of a series sit there and say, we won because our fans, you know, just were into it.
Greatest fans in the world.
Right. Are they lying? Are athletes lying when they say that?
No. Because you're the emotions and the endorphins that are flowing through your body.
But is it real? There won't be a single fan who will score a goal or make a save.
Every single team and every owner that wins a championship claims to have the best sports fans in the world.
At the moment.
So they're all lying.
But everybody is on board when you're playing well. You want to judge a team's fan base. Look at them when they're losing. That's how you judge a good fan base. Do they leave while you're struggling? Do they put up with it? Or do they bail and come back once you figure it out?
But I'm saying, so the Garden, we've seen it before. Game one, it'll be, you know, loud. I've also seen it kind of quiet. Kind of like, you know, hands, a little nervous crowd, quiet crowd, not knowing what to do. What do you think it's going to be St. Louis, game three?
Lots of
loud.
Passion. No, it's
you don't think it's going to be any passion? You don't think it's going to be like waving
crowd noise
towels
is all about
snapping?
Passion, though.
Wait till they bring out the Laura Branigan tunes, baby.
No, that's only after they win.
These fans are on fire right now.
I think they're playing all the time.
So we're crapping all over his number 10.
Well, thank God it was number 10, and that wasn't like two or three.
Can we get nine?
Yeah.
Number nine. The Bruins have a decided speed advantage, especially on defense.
Okay. Take his word.
I like that one. Let's go eight. I like that one.
Number eight.
Bruce Cassidy calls the St. Louis Blues their twin.
Ooh. They're a lot alike.
They're mirror.
He's right about
would
that.
You say they're mirror alike. Images of
no,
each other?
No, but they're a lot alike. They both play heavy.
Okay, so the Blues
faster.
Defense, those guys are ginormous,
but
right?
Why is that a reason why they're going to win?
Big defense. What?
Why is that a reason why they're going to win?
Goalies, they like are each the goalies
other?
The same?
They marry each other?
Are the goalies the same?
Because they don't have to, like...
stale shtick.
They're very similar, so he already knows what they look like because he looks at his own team.
Why don't you do this every night? 10 reasons why the Red Sox will win tonight.
10 reasons.
Part of our hour and a half free.
Not even halfway home.
I looked at the most I could find doing a similar thing online was 7. 7 reasons why.
Feels better.
But most people stick with 5.
All right, get the next one.
Number 7 is the Boston trifecta.
Ooh, what does that mean?
I get it. The Sox and the Patriots.
Christian, don't answer.
Why are these reasons why your team's going to win? Because the Red Sox and Patriots did, so yours is going to.
No, that one makes no sense.
It's better than passion.
I put that up with passion.
Yeah. So it's really 10.
7 and 10.
It's really, you only should have 9. Yeah.
So far, I like 9.
Yeah.
Speed.
Yes. Okay.
So defenseman. Deal with that one. Yeah, he's talking okay. about some of the
that's where he's using
speed.
His hockey knowledge. This other stuff, he sounds like a fanboy. Dale's not a fanboy when it comes to this, is he?
I like the speed. Come on, Dale. What are we on now?
You're better than this.
6.
Number 7.
6.
St. Louis is not as big as Columbus.
Mm-hmm. Is that
okay.
it? That's it?
I thought they were big.
St. Louis, their defense is huge.
No, that's my mistake.
They're not as big as Columbus.
He has more reasons.
Columbus not
six,
as big
six,
as Columbus.
Six,
not
what are we talking about?
As
talking,
fast as
talking
Toronto. And the Bruins have already beaten those two teams.
Okay, so it's a combination. Not as big and as Columbus, not as fast as Toronto, but what if they're a nice combination of both?
Right, if he married
slightly less physical,
the other guy, and they got
slightly
together,
less right. speed, but together they're dangerous.
Oh, it's a dangerous mix.
All right, that's 6.
Ooh,
okay.
I like that. Like
number 5.
Hold on.
Shut
who
up,
is that?
That's Keith.
It's Chris Schein.
Oh, I thought that was Keith.
That's Schein? All right, go ahead.
Number 5.
Jeez, that's annoying.
It's a third line matchup in this series.
Ooh, now we're getting into it. I like it. What is it?
So this is
their four.
What's the third?
The matchup of these two teams' second lines.
Ooh.
Okay.
I see
so
a pattern.
So fourth line, second line.
Hold
okay.
on. I see a pattern.
St.
Louis has a better second line.
Listen,
right?
I see a pattern because I guarantee you this next one will be the first line.
Hold on. Can I tell you what the number one reason
second
is
line
be?
Should go to St.
I would
Louis.
Like to jump ahead. Excuse me.
Where do you
want to
go?
I would like
Casey
to jump
Kasem
ahead.
Never jumped ahead.
I would like to. Okay, fine. But I know what the number one thing is going to be. But go.
Number 3.
God.
Coaching. Number 2.
Coaching. Okay.
I'll give it.
Coaching.
Okay. 2. And this is probably the biggest mismatch in this series.
Oh, this is good. Wait for it.
Special teams.
Boom.
Ooh.
Boom.
PK, power play.
Boom.
Yeah.
However,
the Bruins are really good at both.
St. Louis's power play is not good, but they've been red hot.
Lou, I think I heard the same thing in 2011. The Bruins can't beat Vancouver. Why? Because their power play is one of the worst power plays in the league.
Right? It was. Do you remember how bad
awful,
that power play? Sometimes
awful,
remember
all year long.
We kept joking about how you can decline the penalty.
Yes.
Because it was like they're playing good 5-on-5. They get a penalty. It was so brutal that there was like a momentum shift for Vancouver, and they would just beat them up for like 5 minutes after the power play was so bad. that they were getting scoring chances and you were playing good 5-on-5. It was like, decline. Decline the penalty. Don't go on the power play. All right, but like I said, St. Louis' power play, when I saw, was hot lately. But go ahead.
Number one.
I know this one.
What do you got, Christian?
Tuca Rask. The goalie competition. That's it.
The single biggest reason why, I think, beyond special teams.
Right.
Tuca Rask.
Hockey guy.
There you go.
Hockey
guy. I want a horn. Can I get a hockey horn?
We could have done that.
I want a horn.
We could have been hockey guys. Number one,
you could have been a hockey guy. You could have rattled off these 10. You could have done exactly what Dale did.
We would have went, like, Tuca would have been one. We would have probably went coaching. You know, we would have went depth, skill.
Where would you have passion?
Defense,
I
speed.
Passion, wouldn't have it in the top 10.
Power play.
Maybe 32, 33, something like that. I wouldn't do it.
The luck factor. Who's been having the most luck?
I wouldn't have the trifecta.
I would say the Bruins have had the most luck.
I would say
Puck. And then the St. Louis has had pretty much the worst luck. So you know what? They're due to have good luck. How about that?
Who is?
St. Louis. They're due to have
some good luck.
They
did.
Some good luck.
They got burned by the hand pass.
They got burned by the hand pass.
But then they came back and won.
They got around
still, though. I mean, again, a crap play that wasn't reviewable that stuck it to him. I mean, that's bad luck.
You know what? He could have.
Hey, you know what? You make your own list. How about that?
Number five.
Number five. You can make it very simple. Two goaltenders. Let's throw them out there. Because where would St. Louis be without Jordan Binnington right now? Where would they be? He's been great.
Yeah, he has been good.
And the same thing with Tuca Rask.
914 save percentage. Tuca, 942.
Okay.
914 is good, just not 942.
No, but they've both been great.
Tuca Rask.
So it comes down to that.
He forgot one other one, too.
Oh.
The Bruins.
Should have been 11,
have had a scrimmage.
Oh, that's right.
A passionate scrimmage.
Hold on, you don't think
the Blues have had scrimmages?
They just
didn't put 17,000 in there.
Anybody else concerned that, you know, I know Tuca just played the first half, the first 25 minutes, but Solarik and Backes score on Tuca? Is he not in the zone anymore?
Why are we wasting?
Are we worried? Is there a dent?
No.
Have they dented Tuca?
I'm worried about the 11 days.
They finally got to him.
And Binnington may be looking at 6 days.
But the biggest thing is, I think we put a dent in Rask.
Yeah, and Tuca obviously gave up two in the first. You know what his save percentage was in the first league coming into this scrimmage? It was off the charts. Boston Sports Imp had it like at home. It was like 987, 968 so far in the playoffs.
How about Tuca
somewhere in that area?
They're asking those questions to Tuca after the game last night where he played half of the game.
I don't know. It was kind of odd, yeah, because it was practice, you know. But it was great to see the support, you know. I think.
Did he say yo?
Fans who normally.
Did he say good to see the support, yo?
Because it was practice, you know. But it was great to see
you
the
know.
Support,
you know.
A lot of fans who normally really wouldn't get a chance to come see us, they came and, you know, hopefully you everybody know. Got in.
Were you feeling like you're doing some work and just knocking off rust? That's what was going on.
What is that? What is that?
I was there. Nothing. I mean, practice. That's how I treat it. It's practice.
See, it's ridiculous. And I heard that last night. I was laughing my ass off because
what?
His answer, but it's practice. They're sitting there asking
there.
The 11-day thing is real, okay? But you're going to look at two goals in that first 25-minute period. You're going to come to some conclusion that, uh-oh, he's lost. It's practice.
Practice.
There was no hitting. There was no clearing out. There was nothing, none of that stuff. So it's ridiculous. You learned nothing from that last night.
So what if I was to tell you, right? We're talking about a 10-day layoff.
11, right?
11, well, whatever it might be. What if I was to tell you that Tuca actually had an 11-day layoff?
He did.
This year.
But during the regular season.
Yeah.
It's a little different, though.
Well, it is, but we talk about football with the bye week. This year in hockey, they gave you the bye week. And I think the Bruins, if I'm not mistaken, the bye week went into the All-Star break. So he actually had 11 or 12 days off before he played.
And then how did he do that first game back?
Well, it's funny you should say that. So the All-Star game was the 26th. His last game going in was the 19th of January. He came back
injury.
On January 31st. Lost 3-2 in overtime to Philly. He saved 38 of 41 saves. 927 save percentage. It's pretty good. Next game, what do we got? The next night, or a couple nights later, he shut out Washington. Then he saved 28 of 29 against the Islanders and beat the Kings 25 of 29. But anyways, coming out of the 12 days, he lost 3-2, stopped 38 of 41 shots. So he's had 11 days off.
Right.
And I would say 2-2 going into overtime, 38, 40 saves, I'll take it.
Yeah, you go to Vegas and you'd bet that he's going to be great in the Stanley Cup final. Not finals, final.
As a whole or early on? Yeah, I think he's going to be really good. I think he's going to be great.
See, I would.
I think he's going to be great.
I think goaltenders are. It's a weird art. You're trying to figure it out. Trying to see how they do this. We've seen guys do it and be great for a period of time, including Tuca back in 2013, and then something happens.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens. They just lose it. And 11 days off is taking you totally out of your routine. That can't help yourself. No, we could say the same thing about
good
Bennington.
In that game
he's missed six
11
six
days off. I was looking. Give up one in the first period with like 40 seconds to go in that game. Power play goal in the third and a power play goal in the overtime. So he gave up a couple power play goals. But I would say those three or four games coming out of an 11-day break, he was really good.
Listen, he's been very good through a good portion of the season. He's had his moments in the other direction. So you feel good about him. There's no question about it. But, again, would you sit here and put money on him at Vegas right now? Because
why not?
We've seen this. Because
but
we've seen
not?
This happen before.
I absolutely
know,
but
goaltenders.
Okay, so you've been
if
burned
you
before.
You weren't getting great odds. You're not getting great odds, right?
You've been burned before, but haven't you seen enough?
This is a guy that didn't show up.
So here's the thing. So you have
a playoff game.
So you
he
have
was sick.
Oh please, he had mud butt. Okay, I mean he was very. It was pooping in his pants.
So it would land in the inside the crease.
It would freeze up on the ice. Great. Talk about bad ice. Okay. So you're the guy that seeing is believing. So you won't bet on anybody just based on information, new information. Now, granted, it is a new year, different set of circumstances. Everything that he's done so far should make you feel confident and comfortable. That's the thing. You're so shell-shocked, you can't allow yourself to see that he's changed.
No, I'm not shell-shocked. I'm using history.
I don't trust him.
I'm using history, and goaltenders themselves are fluky. Okay, they go into runs
so
where
kickers.
They are really good,
you said
and
runs.
then they go into runs again.
Okay,
I know you're going to laugh at that.
Okay.
And then they go to little runs again where they're not so good.
At some point
good.
In time,
they
okay.
don't see
so
the puck.
So you're
that
a
well.
No. You say he's going to suck.
I'm concerned. No, I'm concerned.
Okay,
that's what I'm
okay.
saying.
Forget about it. You either have to say yes or no. You can't say I'm concerned. That's not an answer.
Sure, it is an answer.
No, it isn't. An answer.
Sure, it is an answer.
You think
answer.
He's going to play well?
You're like
or you
Mark
think
James.
He's gonna be
you
bad?
Just want to make
no,
something up.
You
got to
answer. No,
it
what I want you to do is answer the question.
I'm answering the question. I am concerned.
Okay,
why
I'm
are you not concerned?
You,
you're
I'm
not concerned
because he's
okay,
played
that's
great.
Good. That's the question.
He's
are you
great.
Concerned?
The answer's no.
Okay.
How about that?
I'm
are you concerned.
Concerned? I'm concerned.
No, that's not the answer.
That's the answer.
Do you think he's going to play? Do you think he's going to play good or do you think he's going to play bad?
I'm concerned.
Oh my God,
that's the question.
You are again.
I'm not.
I don't know. I haven't.
What do you mean?
Hold on.
How many games has he played in?
Hold on, Christian.
Three different series.
I'm going to get in my
are
time machine.
Are you out
machine.
Of your mind?
I'm going to get in my
what?
Time
okay.
machine.
Are you going to be
I'm
Lou?
I'm going to go ahead
okay.
a
so Lou,
years.
Lou finally saw the light
back.
With the Red Sox against the Yankees and the bullpen. He saw the light. So he saw it. So he was
he
comfortable.
Saw
no, he was comfortable with his decision moving forward.
Be true to myself.
I would say at some point in time, you have to stop being concerned. You can't go to game four of the Stanley Cup final and then say, oh,
it's
well, now
one.
I'm in.
They're playing game one.
Come on.
They're playing game
either
one.
Either you're in or you're not.
He's got to win
are
four
games.
Oh,
you
stop it.
You're
son.
Not in. No,
son.
You're not because
oh,
you're
oh,
a
excuse
coward.
Me. Excuse
you're the biggest
me.
Baby.
I'm not living up to Dale's number 10.
Ooh,
passion
scared.
Of the fans.
You know what? I don't want to give an answer.
Passion
I'm just
of
gonna
the
say
fans.
I'm concerned.
Passion
I'm nervous.
Of the fans.
Ladies and gentlemen. Big O!
I can't believe that people aren't a little
baby.
Bit nervous.
Do they win the series?
I already said
oh,
they win
know.
It in six
I'm
or
concerned,
seven.
Lou.
Six or
I'm
seven.
Not
I look
sure.
at six or seven.
Look,
he, but I don't
I'm
think
sure.
this is easy.
He didn't even give
six
me a number.
Seven.
Six or seven.
God,
six. I'll give you six.
Thank you.
I'll give you six.
Thank you.
It'll work
six
it out?
Or seven.
Six. But, I don't know. 5-7. They would win somewhere in between 5-7.
4-7.
What will you say if he comes out and he's shaky on Monday night?
I would say that the rust was real, and I fully expect him to come back game two.
Thank you.
That's legit.
You would be concerned, though, too, right?
That's legit.
Of course you would be concerned.
I'll be concerned if they're down 3-1. How's that sound?
That's legit.
But no, I'm not concerned.
We gotta take a break.
I think
all right, okay.
We gotta take a break. Shut up. Everybody
you shut up.
We gotta take
you
a break.
Shut up.
Oh, please.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.